Welcome to the Finance Fam Show. This is where we cover finances, faith, family, and freedom. Whether you're in debt or a seasoned investor, this show is going to help you beat the rat race, build wealth, get out of debt, invest, and live with purpose to gain freedom and impact the kingdom, however the Lord calls you as a believer. Andrew and I are two dudes that love Jesus. We love our families. We love freedom. We love personal finance. And we want to help you unleash all the potential that God has in store for you. So we're not finance experts. This isn't financial advice, but we're so glad you're here. Thank you for listening and enjoy the show. Welcome everybody back to Finance Fam, the podcast.
Yeah, I'm Isaiah. Yeah.
I got Mr. Andrew here with me. We also got Jacob, who we are donning our new assistant.
So excited to have Jacob with us on the show today.
He's with us in spirit, actually.
That's right. So good. For those who don't know, Jacob is our AI that we are beginning to implement on this show from here on out. And the beautiful thing about the episode today is we actually used this this AI to ask a relevant question about finance. And so we're going to jump right in.
We're going to tell you how to make $10 million in the next 30 seconds. we asked Jacob and he told us.
Oh, no.
Just kidding.
Oh, no.
He didn't tell us that.
Yeah. So today we're going to talk about overdraft fees. So we're going to talk about the current problem in America. We're going to talk about the solution. And we're going to talk about the action that you can take if this is a problem for you. And the current reality in America, and I mean, Jacob graced us with this information, $15 billion each year are spent on overdraft fees. Isaiah, when you hear that number, what goes through your mind?
I think about billionaires like Elon Musk and Zuckerberg.
Yes.
And I'm like, $15
billion? Billion with a B.
Going into an industry for banks? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, said on the source page that Jacob gave us that that sounds so awkward to say. Oh, Jacob, man. We love you, dude. I can't do this. So funny. So funny. So he said, I'm losing my train of thought here, that is actually a major source. So once again, he said it is a major source of income for banks, a major source of profit.
I mean, banks don't really, I mean, I'm going to say they don't make money, but we know how they make money.
Oh,
they make
money
through
fees. This kind of thing.
They use your money.
Yep.
Right? They're giving you 0.001% interest, but they're like, they're trading with that stuff. Like,
yep.
It's crazy. But yeah, fees are like the quickest way to make some money. Like if you pay whatever, $15 a month for Netflix, what's like the typical, maybe ask Jacob, the typical overdraft fee is like 10 or 15 bucks?
I don't. So I remember back when it used to be a problem for me, it was like $30, $40. I'm sure it's more now.
That's two or three Netflix
for sure. Yeah, and when I see this number $15 billion, it strikes me as really sad because I mean it's super avoidable.
Oh yeah, it's
and it's not talked about enough how avoidable that is. And in fact, I've actually heard it say that overdraft fees are a quote tax on the poor. And so I would say that that's probably not an exaggeration. I would actually agree with that sentiment that overdraft fees are messed up. I don't think that they are ethical. I don't think they're an ethical. I'm sure there's a reason, maybe a legal reason that they do that, that the banks do that. But there's something about it that just feels nasty to me, that you are actually charging people to not have enough money in a bank account. And so,
especially, which I see you've already put in here, like when you have another connected account. Like I have a couple accounts open up in Wells Fargo, like withholding and savings and checking. And when those other accounts are like fab, and then the one that's like the one you're living off of goes low.
Yes.
That's crazy that you can't see that and somehow, you know,
for sure,
pull from that.
Yeah. So this problem in America, it's something that if you're listening right now and you're dealing with that, there's no shame. It's something, you know, I've dealt with, I believe in college. I had the same thing. I had a bunch of money in savings and for whatever reason, I just wanted to leave that in there and I didn't have any money in checkings. I had like $40 and then I would spend $50 on, I don't know, a thing. Maybe I tithed $50, tithed $50. Air quotes for those listening.
It really captures the people who are living paycheck to paycheck.
Exactly. And so that's what I was doing. Didn't know it. Didn't have language for why I was struggling with overdraft fees, but it was a problem that I had. And so I actually didn't know about this solution until recently. So I've been financially coaching people for a couple of years. I'm the personal finance guy. And something I've run into And I really appreciate Dave Ramsey and Ramsey Solutions. They have a rule of thumb, and I share this rule of thumb with everyone that I coach. And the solution to the problem, if you're listening right now and you have trouble with overdraft, this is your solution right now. So pay attention, write it down, spit out your coffee, not really, drink your coffee, take a sip, and get ready for the solution. The solution is to always keep 1 month's expenses in your checking account. I was never taught this. I always had overdraft issues in college. The bad thing is I always had, as I said, a fully stocked account. So I could pay it off. I just didn't. And the solution that I would do, I should have done, is just put 1 month of expenses right there. And so, yeah, that's the solution. Do you have anything to add to that?
No, it's so simple. It takes you, if you have your emergency fund or your savings, you can do it right now. There's nothing to add.
Yeah,
it's
for sure.
Like,
yeah, you need 1 month's expenses, but you also need to know what those expenses are. So if you don't know what your 1 month expenses are, this is a great time to budget. And this would be a great time to play that ad for financial coaching. I will give a free, for our first meeting, that is one of the first things we'll do, is we will look together at what your first month's, or what 1 month's of expenses. And so I say do this as baby step zero. We talk about the baby steps, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The first one is get that $1,000 emergency fund, pay off debt. A lot of people, when they try to prioritize their finances, they're thinking, hey, I've got to pay off debt right now, 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 now. I've got to save right now, 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 now. But when you when you don't have 1 month of expenses, you are at risk for this sort of thing and this sort of thievery, I guess you could call it, from banks. You are. And so that's the first thing. That's your baby step zero, is to secure that, to avoid basically falling into an even bigger money pit.
The last thing I'll add, very random, but if you have been the victim of these fees, whether from maybe a credit card company or your bank overdraft fees, I will call the bank up if it was like an accident, or like it's happened before where I had the money, but whatever, it was a new card or something, I missed something. I'll just call them and be like, hey, this is my first or second. I think they go up to like 3 or 4 offenses and they refund you that money.
Yeah.
Get that money back. Like, just it takes a call and they normally do it.
Yeah. So. And I'd say it can be hard to take that step to fill up your checking account in baby step zero, as we call it. I think we're just going to call it baby step zero. It can be hard to forego paying off debt because you hear pay off that debt, save money, and all that stuff. And so what you have to realize in a moment like this is just take a look at where you are. And it's okay to be where you are. It's okay right now if you don't have 1 month of expenses in checking account, but it does need to be a wake-up call. It's time for you to make sure that it never reaches below that number. If it's $1,000, if it's $2,000, if you have a family and it's like me and it's like $3,000 is a monthly expense, or monthly is a 1 month expense, make sure it doesn't fall below that number. And so that's an action step you can take away from this. Just find out what 1 month of expenses are, and then just take that action and don't worry about it. Don't worry about what you're not doing. Don't look back. Look ahead, right?
Look ahead, baby.
It's good. So this has been this episode of The Finance Fam. We talked about this awful, terrible problem in America. $15 billion industry. Like, oh, that hurts.
Man, ripping people off.
$15 billion. And so
making money doing nothing.
That's right. We talked about this $15 billion overdraft problem in America.
This is why we need crypto. I didn't make a joke. Screw the bank.
Exactly. Take out the middleman. Love it. So we talked about that current $15 billion problem in America. We talked about the solution, and we talked about the action you can take right now. And so thank you guys for listening to this episode. Remember, don't look back.
Look ahead.
See you next time.